Good morning. This is Jerry Bird, editor and publisher of the Africa Travel Magazine, and I'm here in Egypt at the Hotel Mövenpick Media City in Cairo. It's on the suburbs of Cairo, and I'm with Mr. Wael Ragai. He is the director of sales and marketing for this great hotel. Wael, I see this award, and it says the Hospitality Best of the Best Award, and it's to Mövenpick Hotel Cairo Media City in Egypt as the best conference and convention center. Can you elaborate a little more on this award, how you received it?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I want to welcome you at our hotel and in Egypt specific. Regarding the MENA Travel Award, we have been nominated as the best conference and convention center for the years 2009 and 2007. This is especially due to that we have one of the biggest conference and convention centers in the area of the 6th of October and the Pyramids area. We have one of the biggest meeting rooms. It accommodates till 2,200 pax, theater style. And we have small meeting rooms and breakout rooms. During the opening of the hotel, which was used to be 5 years ago, we were focusing mainly on the meetings and conventions and conferences from all corporate accounts within the area.
Can you name some of the companies and government departments that you possibly have had recently?
Sure. Actually, we hosted last year the Egyptian TV festival, which have been during last November. This meeting is the one of the biggest meetings in the area. It accommodates the 2,000 pax in the area, and it takes a lot of hotels, but mainly the hotel is the main area or main premises for the TV festival.
That ties in quite well with the concept Media City.
Yes.
Which ties in with the whole idea of film development.
Yes.
And of course, so you're
and especially
extremely
well
positioned.
It's beside the hotel. This is, we are the neighborhood of the media area, so this is why the hotel is nominated at this area for the meetings, for the festivals.
When we arrived in Cairo and we spent our first few hours there, we were wondering why what's the advantage of being at Media City so far out? And I'm beginning to see, as we drove here,
yep,
for the whole week, mm-hmm, last week, we could see more and more of the development that was taking place. We could see the future of Media City, and this justifies your decision, or Mövenpick's decision, to locate here.
Yes.
You'd like to talk a bit more on
yes,
that?
Yes, sure. Well, actually, Egypt is separated in three parts. It's Heliopolis area, which is the area beside the airport, and the downtown, which is beside the River Nile, and the Pyramids area, which used to be the Pyramids area only. After this, this area became very condensed. The hotels started to go out. As you can see, the hotel, it's like a resort type, which is one of the, it's the only hotel, it's like a resort type in this area and in the entire Cairo, I mean. It's like the resorts, like Sharm el Sheikh and Hurghada.
Right.
So this is why, and the pollution is different. The there's no traffic in this area, so this is why it's a ideal area for constructing a hotel in this area.
Did I ask how many people you can accommodate for an event?
Well, our hotel accommodates 360 rooms.
Yeah.
And we have, as I told you, we have the meeting room, which is a Nile ballroom. It's separated in three parts. And also we have the Iman ballroom, and we have five breakout rooms.
So the most at any one sitting would be what sort of number?
Around, we're talking about 3,000 pax.
My God.
Yeah. It's a huge number. Yes.
So you could...
this is why we were awarded the best conference and convention center.
Because you're positioned for it. You're set up for...
For these kind of meetings.
I'm going to ask a little bit about the Mövenpick name.
Brand.
Mövenpick, as I see from Mr. Khalidi's notes, has already about six great hotels in this country.
Yes.
And Nile Cruises. So,
yes, and we are also expanding. We are also under the construction of having two hotels in Sharm el Sheikh. We used to have two hotels in Sharm el Sheikh, but we did not renovate the contract because actually the hotels became somehow old. and we are looking for new hotels in order to satisfy our customers or our clients.
This is lovely. I'm so impressed with what you've said.
Thank you.
It certainly proves all of our suppositions that we had, and I'm going to enjoy more of your hospitality.
Please,
we certainly enjoyed the days that we spent here. It gave us a pretty good indication of the direction you're going. We like that direction.
You're most welcome. We
love the hospitality that we've experienced. How are you in terms of staff training? Where did you sort of stem from?
We are on constant trainings. Actually, next week we are having an MBA training. Okay, it will be for all department heads and all staff, and this also operates every year, which is mainly during the month of June, and with the ongoing trainings online and offline. And also we have one of the very active training managers. His name is Wael Hassan. He's very active regarding these kinds of trainings for all staff, actually.
This is lovely. I think what we'll try to do is maybe you could talk to Mr. Hassan, and we'll put him in the hot seat for another interview.
Sure. Anytime.
That's good. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. My pleasure.
We'll be seeing more of you this week and in the years ahead.
Sure.
And lots of success. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.